Paige Walker stood in the wings of the Walker Island Ballet School's performance area, smiling as she watched her students move gracefully through the brisées, arabesques, échappées, and fouettés of the Nutcracker. This performance was always one of the highlights of the year for both the school and the community. She could see how excited her students were as they danced their way through the Christmas classic. She was very proud of her students. They'd all learned so much and had worked so hard this past year. There was nothing she loved more than seeing her students succeed, going from being a little uncoordinated or lacking in confidence to being able to pirouette on stage in front of everyone. It was one of the main reasons Paige devoted so much time to her work at the school. Dance and her family were the two most important things in her life. Turning to look out into the audience, she could see Grams in the front row, as beautiful and engaged as ever. In her early 80s now, Ava Walker still lived in the big family house. She was usually at home when Paige returned in the evenings, often answering emails or doing fundraising work for the dance studio. Grams was just as devoted to the business now as she had been back when she opened it several decades ago. Paige's father, William Walker III, whom everyone called Trace, was one of the local high school English teachers. And just like he did every year, he sat beside Grams, silently cheering on his students who were in the ballet production. She had seen her eldest sister, Emily, backstage just a few minutes ago, looking elegant and composed as always, while she helped to keep things organized during the performance. Paige and her sisters referred to Emily as being bomb-proof. No matter what was happening, she always managed to look as if nothing was wrong and everything was under control. It was part of what helped make her such a great high school guidance counselor. Paige's second oldest sister, Rachel, was also here tonight. Back for the holidays after months of traveling the world with her daughter, Charlotte, and her fiancé, Nicholas, Paige was thrilled to see how blissfully happy all three of them looked. And she was stunned by how much her 6-year-old niece had grown in just a few months. Her sister Morgan was currently backstage, ready with lipstick and mascara for any dancers who might need a touch-up during the performance. Over the holidays, Morgan was taking a much-needed break from work so that she could spend extra time with her fiancé, Brian, and finish planning their upcoming spring wedding. As a professional makeup artist, who also had her own makeover show, she had made each and every one of the young ballerinas look beautiful under the lights. Almost as glamorous as Morgan herself. Her star-quality good looks turned heads everywhere she went, but she never seemed to notice. Last, but certainly not least, Paige's youngest sister, Hannah, was also here tonight, while her university was on holiday break. A free spirit, Hannah had a style all her own, and in celebration of the season, she'd added Christmassy red and white highlights to her hair. As usual, she was filming everything with one of the many video cameras she used to make her documentaries. Paige smiled at the thought of Hannah and her new husband, Joel Peterson, standing hand in hand at the big upcoming Christmas Eve party. It would mark the first time a Walker and a Peterson had done that in decades. Paige was thrilled that the whole Walker family had been able to come to tonight's performance. It marked the beginning of their annual Christmas celebrations. After tonight, the dance school would shut down until January, when an excited group of girls would come bouncing in, ready to start class again. Ordinarily, after this performance, Paige would be on vacation herself. But this year, things were going to be a little different.